1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Joining us in studio today, we've got Victoria Partridge. It's a bit of a Street Cats Club update and a big focus on Lollapalooza tomorrow.
Tomorrow, just about here. Victoria, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
You all set to go tomorrow? It's about game time.
I know. I'm so excited.
Lollapalooza. Tell us what's going to be happening.
Okay, so last year we launched this event, and it is a street party and carnival that is specifically geared towards raising funds to support our Lola Love Fund program. And last year it went really, really well. And so our goal immediately as soon as last year's was done was to make this year's twice as big. And I'm really excited because we've been able to accomplish that.
So okay. It is twice as big.
All right, that means so tomorrow starting at 11 a.m., you can go down to Commercial Street, and we have shut down the 900 blocks. So between 9th and 10th Streets, we will have that shut down. We have lots and lots of vendors, both food vendors and non-food vendors. We have bounce houses. We have a splash pad because, as you heard, It's going to be really, really hot. And then in addition to that, we have a lot of games. So that green space that's right there in the 900 corner, 901, lots of games with prizes for kids and adults to win. Right. We'll have an entire prize booth. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, were you able to essentially blow things out from year one to year two with all the different activities that'll be crammed into that one block?
Well, a lot of it was the support from our sponsors. So I do want to definitely give some shout outs and support and thank you to them, to Ashley and Allie Mitchell, the Gravel City Roasters, Chester Press, Lyon County State Bank, Stanley R. Osmus Chartered, and Pearlot Kitty Rescue, of course. Without them, we couldn't have doubled the amount of activities and stuff that we'll have offered tomorrow.
Well, this is all presented by the Street Cats Club, and let's talk about the Street Cats Club. How are things going?
Excellent. Yeah, always busy because we're a volunteer-run organization. Yeah. We do this all on top of like our day jobs and school and families, but it's going really, really well.
So what has been, let's kind of go through a halfway through the year. What's been accomplished so far this year?
Well, we have extended the amount of volunteers that are participating in our administrative team, which helps lessen the work that each volunteer does because they are volunteers. We also added some new board members to our group. And with the new faces, we've been able to really just continue the impact that we've been having. We have this Lola Love Fund program that I mentioned, and that provides free spay and neuter for low-income cat owners. And so far this year, we have already done that for 37 cats versus last year, which we did 44 in the entire year. So we are, really on track to make a huge impact there. Our TNR program, our trap neuter return program, is still going really strong. In fact, at the beginning of this year, K-State came to us and said, hey, what do you think about doing it every single week? And we said, heck yeah, we are down for that. So we are doing that every single week, and that means we are just really able to make a huge impact on spaying and neutering hundreds of stray cats again this year like we did last year. And our foster program is still going strong, bringing in sick, injured, and orphaned cats all the time. We just brought in some new foster homes, which means we can continue to say yes to those cats in need. And the final program that we have is the community food pantry, which is for those community cat caregivers to provide them with resources that they need.
You got a lot of branches on the Street Cats Club tree, don't you?
Yeah, but they work really well together.
Good.
Was this part of the original plan, Victoria, to have all of these different avenues here for helping the stray cats that are around? Or some of these developments more organic here that maybe you hadn't seen originally?
So originally it was developed to be a TNR program, and then very, very quickly we realized that we needed to add in that foster part, but we wanted to make it specific for those cats who are most at risk and in need of our help, which is why we only take in sick, injured, and orphaned stray cats into the foster program. But the other two branches, that Lola Love Fund grant that we started last year and then the community food pantry, those were definitely more organic. And so it's been really cool to see those all come together and work together for that unique mission of improving the lives of stray cats throughout this community.
So Victoria Partridge, Street Cat Club's with us here on KVOE 841, 75 degrees on our way to 98 before it's all said and done today. Well, Victoria, how did Lollapalooza come to be? How did this start?
So whenever our board decided that we wanted to create this Lola Love Fund grant to provide the free spay and neuter surgeries for low-income cat owners, that came about because a couple of years ago there was a big hoarding case here in Emporia involving 86 cats. And the reason that this one particular individual ended up with 86 cats is because she couldn't afford spay neuter surgeries for the 5 original cats that she had. And so, you know, we just realized that even with the Buck Fund, which we love and we are big fans of Sarah Kelly and we partner with her all the time, that there are individuals that can't afford even that low cost option. And so we decided to create the free option. And so that's how we created the Lola Love Fund. And then it was a matter of how are we going to support this? We knew that we wanted to honor Lola Walker, who is the person behind Pearlot Kitty Rescue. And she herself is just an incredible human being who's done a lot for cats in this community. And so we decided to name this fund after her and thus name this event after her. And in fact, the original event last year took place on her birthday.
Nice.
Now, for the fund itself, are you seeing more people? Clearly, you're seeing more people that are tapping it, but does this really reflect maybe that you've got more funds going into it this year versus last year? And what's your fundraising goal for tomorrow?
Yeah, so it is a reflection of more people knowing about it and taking advantage of the opportunity and more funding to be able to say yes to those people, because we do shut down the fund when we run out of funds. So our fundraising goal for this year is $5,000, which is up from last year's of $3,000. And we are already halfway to that goal with our sponsorships.
That is great. That is great. So how big is the need out there to take care of these cats? How many cats are out there, do you think, Victoria? Plenty?
Thousands. Literally thousands. So we have a TNR waiting list, and it's always got about 1,000 cats on it, even doing the hundreds of cats that we do every year. But we are continuing to work with the community to provide them with different ways to spay and neuter their cats for low cost, to continue to educate people of the importance of spaying and neutering and to do it early, because there's a lot of misconception on how early you can spay and neuter cats. People think maybe you have to, you know, wait till they're 6 months or a year, but here locally you can get it done as early as 4 months, and if you work with us, we can get it as early as 2 months.
Okay,
goodness.
Big event. Let's lay it all out once again, Victoria. Tell us about the big day tomorrow.
Yeah, so Lollapalooza tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We will have lots of great food vendors, a place to get lunches from, snow cones for people who are needing to beat the heat. We will have the splash pad down there, thanks to Main Street, a couple of bounce houses, some busking. I believe there's going to be some live music performers, and then all of the carnival games, which come with prizes. We're going to have this great prize booth set up, which I'm really excited for. We didn't have that last year, and so kids will be able to take, you know, however many tickets they've won to go and pick out the prize they want, kind of a la Chuck E. Cheese style.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
All right, 900 block of commercial downtown Emporia, Lollapalooza, big street party and carnival to benefit Street Cats Club. You still looking for, are you doing anything Halloween-wise this year?
Yes. Big deal? Yeah, we're bringing back the other event we launched last year. Yes, let me talk about the Black Cat Ball.
There you go, yeah.
Gosh, man, I'm so excited about this. So we've already started planning for that. It's going to be on Saturday, October 12th at the Emporia Granada Theater again. And you can expect so many great things. I can't give away too much right now, but there's going to be opportunities for both people who are in attendance and not in attendance to make their impact on that night. But it will definitely be another upscale Halloween style party. And I'm just so, so stoked for that. I love that event. It's such a fun one to put on.
Yeah, awesome. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff tied in with that. The Granada Theater, Black Cat Ball again, what, October 12th?
Yeah, Friday, okay. Or Saturday, October 12th.
Looking good for that. All right.
Outstanding. Well, Victoria, thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Hope you have hope you have a phenomenal term now.
Thanks, guys.
Victoria, thanks. Victoria Partridge, Street Cats Club, Lollapalooza, tomorrow, 11 until 4, downtown. It's 8:46.
Round up your friends and support local quality health care at the Denim and Diamonds first ever axe throwing tournament. Registration is now open for your team of 4 to battle it out for a 1-in-3 chance at winning the Denim and Diamonds Grand Prize Bracelet worth over $5,000. To learn more, visit newmanrh.org/DD or call Sailor Middleton at 620-341-7781. Newman Regional Health, achieving healthy goals.
Emporia's Radio Stations is seeking the right person to add to our sales team. If you're self-motivated and would enjoy helping our clients grow their business, we'd like to talk to you. The ideal candidate is someone who's natural at building relationships. This is a well-compensated position, including health insurance, 401k, and vacation. Hours are flexible and our company is very family-friendly. Send resume to KVOE Radio at P.O. Box 968 Emporia.